when I went 2 years ago, but came back to me when I went there again this last week, of just walking in Jesus' dust or Jesus' dirt. The idea that as we went to Capernaum, as we went to Galilee, as we looked over the sea, as we went to Jerusalem, these were places that he went. We read about it in the Bible. Now, we didn't go to a particular spot knowing, oh, this is where he stood when he spoke. And this is the particular path that he took through this particular area of Jerusalem. But actually, it's the reality that he was just there and just walking in the same sort of places. But the reflection that really struck me coming back this time was however great that experience is, of being able to be in the places that he physically walked. But actually, we're called every day to follow in his footsteps. And it doesn't actually matter whether I'm in Jerusalem or Galilee or, I mean, you know, Mozambique, as we were praying for this morning, or in the States or in Australia or in Africa. It doesn't matter where we go. As disciples, we're called to walk in his footsteps. And that means kind of thinking, actually, this week, how am I going to do that? How am I going to actually walk in his footsteps? For me, just thinking practically, thinking about the week that I know I've got and the things that are in the diary, the places I know I'm going to go, the places I'll just end up at, how am I going to go into those places seeking to walk in Jesus' footsteps? Maybe it's thinking about kind of the week ahead, and actually there's some challenges ahead for you. Maybe you know there's some places you're going to have to go that are going to be tough because of the things that you're going to have to deal with or just the pressures that are upon you. And I believe it's bringing those things to God and saying, God, will you help me so I can follow your son into these places? Maybe this week it's thinking about there's going to be challenges here and questions in terms of decisions and guidance, and maybe in a bigger respect than beyond this week, but actually kind of, God, I need your leading. And it's saying, God, how will you help me to follow your son as I take these steps, as I make these choices, as I work through what it means for me to live for you? Maybe there's people we're aware of who are facing such situations, and actually it's for us to come and pray and petition on their behalf this evening. Maybe it's just saying, God, I want your spirit afresh in my life as I seek to follow your son this week. I want to make a difference for you. I want to leave a trail behind me that speaks of your son. And I want us, as we continue in worship now, I want to just have an opportunity for us maybe just to reflect on where are we going to go this week? What are the next 7 days going to hold for us? And maybe you might want to come, and there's some paper loosely looking like footprints, or shoes at least. You may want to come and write on them a place you're going to go this week, or a particular situation you're facing, or maybe just where you're going to find yourself in the ordinary mundaneness of life. And you can write on it and just put it at the foot of the cross. That's what I'm saying, God, I want to give this over to you. I want you to move and to fill me and to guide me. Maybe it's the name of someone who you're praying for, or a situation elsewhere, maybe hundreds of miles away, that just seems so kind of lost, and actually you need God's guidance and his power to move in those places. Maybe it's actually you want someone to just stand with you and pray with you. Could you just pray? And you may not even want to share a lot. It's just praying that God will move in you. You may want to kind of explore what it is that you're going to be facing. But let's press into what God is doing this evening. And I pray that we will follow him into the things that he has ahead of us, into the future that he has before us, expectant that he's going to move in a mighty way. So I just want to invite, I'm going to ask Becky and Ollie to continue playing, and I'd say if you want to practically respond at the front, if you'd like to come and mark myself or others, just people near you, want someone to pray with you, then please do. But let's be open to what God is laying before us, the path that is ahead that he has prepared for us, the possibilities of what this week, what the future holds for us, not limiting him, but believing that he has great things ahead. Lord, I pray that you will guide us, you will fill us, you will show us the way forward, Lord. I want to thank you that we don't come and just worship a God who is just a made-up story or a figment of someone's imagination, but we come and we worship the King of Kings, who physically walked upon this earth many years ago, but who did, and the truth of which we can read about in your word. We pray as we seek to follow you. We seek to follow you at school, at college, at work, up and down the streets of this community and the communities we're a part of. Will you guide us? Will you fill us? Will you help us to be your disciples, to be all that you long for us to be, to glorify and honor you? Come, Lord, we pray.